welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 19th comes from Numbers 28. It is staggering to consider the sheer volume of sacrifices that were offered on the altar of Israel. When we think of sacrifices, we might imagine an occasional sacrifice here or there, but in fact, the worship of the Old Covenant was built on perpetual sacrifices. Every day, once in the morning and once at twilight, the priests would offer a male lamb, two lambs each day, as a burnt offering with an ephah of fine flour, with oil for a grain offering, according to Numbers 28, verses 3 through 6 and verse 8. Additionally, they would pour out a drink offering of strong drink to Yahweh in the holy place, in Numbers 28, verse 7. Then, every Sabbath, the priests would offer two additional lambs, more flour, more oil, and more strong drink, besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering, according to Numbers 28, verse 10. More than that, at the beginning of every month, the priests would offer two bulls, one ram, and seven male lambs as burnt offerings, as well as more flour and more oil as grain offerings, along with more drink offerings, in addition to another male goat as a sin offering. In Numbers 28, verses 11 through 15. And don't forget the festivals either. At Passover, according to Numbers 28, verses 16 through 25, at the Feast of Weeks, in Numbers 28, verses 26 through 31, at the Feast of Trumpets, in Numbers 29, verses 1 through 6, at the Day of Atonement, in Numbers 29, verses 7 through 11, and at the Feast of Booths, in Numbers 29, verses 12 through 39, the Israelites would offer entirely different sets of sacrifices on top of their daily Sabbath and monthly sacrifices. Numbers 28 gives us some idea of just how unimaginably bloody Old Covenant worship must have been. There would have been blood everywhere, flowing all the time, and the smoke of the sacrifices would have hung ceaselessly in the air. Accordingly, it must have been quite a shock to see these regular sacrifices come to a grinding halt when the early Jewish Christians instead pointed to the single sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The commandments in Numbers 28 form the backdrop to the letter to the Hebrews, which is a plea to those who were formerly blood-drenched in Old Covenant worship not to return to it. Why? Because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins, according to Hebrews 10, verse 4. Instead, we need a much better sacrifice. So the author of Hebrews reminds Jewish Christians of how much better the blood of Jesus is. In Hebrews 10, verse 14, we read this: "For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified." Does your confidence rest today in the once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus, or in your own daily offerings to God, whatever they may be? If the sacrificial system of Israel could not take away sins, then what makes you think that your good works can purify you before God? Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. If you're looking for Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters as a sample, go to discipleshipbook.com.